Yesterday, the situation was very intense at the close of our episode when a call came for Phyllis Stratford to hurry over to the hospital where Mary Southern was still lying in an unconscious condition. What that call from Dr. Benson meant yesterday, we don't know. But we suspected that Mary's condition might be nearing the crisis. In any event, we shall find out today if we are right in that belief. Our episode opens today at the hospital, with Max nervously pacing up and down the corridor.
Max, dear, what is it?
Oh, shoot, Phyllis. Oh, I don't know. Doc said to come right over.
Have you been here long?
I just got here. I was with the twins when he called.
Does he know you're here?
Yeah. I've tried a dozen times to get in there. It's just waiting. Waiting, Phyllis. I can't stand it like this.
Oh, Max, darling. I'm your sister. We played together when we were small. And you took care of me then. It's my turn to take care of you now.
Oh, no, Phyllis. I can't.
Oh, please, Max. Just listen to me.
Oh, I can't listen to anybody, Phyllis. I can't even stop this going back and forth.
Oh, you're wearing yourself out, Max. You can't keep this up.
Oh, if they'd only tell me. Tell me something.
But Max, dear, what can Dr. Benson tell you? He has to wait himself until the crisis comes.
The crisis? Phyllis, you don't think... No, I won't believe that.
Oh, no, of course not, Max. There's no reason to believe that now. Maybe Mary's getting better.
No. Don't say that, Phyllis. Leave me just as I am. Not believe him one way or the other. I can't stand it to hope of them. And...
Yes, of course, Max. I didn't mean to raise false hopes. But you must be strong for anything that might happen.
Yeah. Oh, why don't they come?
Oh, be patient, Max. Well, there's Dr. Benson.
Oh, Doc.
Glad you're here. Both of you.
Doc, I can't.
Max, you've taken some pretty hard knocks in your life. You've seen the worst and the best.
Doc, listen. Shoot the works, will you? Don't preach to me. Now, what's the word?
All right. That's probably the best. Max, this is a crisis for Mary.
I know that, but what's it going to be? Doc, I've got to go in there. I've got to.
Easy, Max. Easy. Maybe one way or the other. Your life hangs on the balance of a hair.
Oh, Doc, listen. Can I do something?
We'll know shortly, Max. And I want you to be here.
Yeah, but Doc, can I speak to her? If she should die and I didn't... Doc, don't you see?
Yes, Max. You can speak to her, but... But just a minute. You must come out the minute I call you.
Yeah, Doc. Sure, I will. Now let me go to...
Remember now, don't tax your strength. She's just regained consciousness. Now go in. Phyllis, you'd better be here. Mary may want to say a word to you. She's been calling for you.
Mary. Oh, you know me?
Yes, I know you.
Oh, you'd better, Toots. I'm liable to bust you if you didn't.
Oh, my lovable Max.
Say, has he been waiting to see you?
Has it been long, Max?
Oh, it's been years and years. Hey, look, I'm getting gray so long ago.
Oh, Max. Has it been that long?
Oh, it's the old dumbbell speaking again, Toots. If I ever open my foot, I'll put my mouth on it.
No. Same old wandering man.
Don't you hate me, Mary, for being such a thick-headed hoodlum?
Oh, never mind. You're my hoodlum.
Say, baby, your old hoodlum needs you. When are you going to get out in bed?
Max, I've been so far away. Far, far away. I can't been in another land.
Oh, go on, go on. I don't believe it. You're just playing possum. I know you.
Baby.
That's a fact. You got twins, and you got to get back to them, too.
My friend. I don't want to go away.
Hey, who says you're going away? Say, if Doc Benson thinks so, I'll...
No, Max. I'm so grateful to John. Oh,
come on, good. Say, everybody's waiting for you.
Everybody.
Sure. Daddy's trapped for it.
Daddy?
And Phyllis. She's just outside here now.
And Phyllis? Sister.
Yeah, sure. And John Fowler?
Yes. John?
Sure. Viola? Well, she's mothering the twins like old wet hen until you get back.
Oh, Viola. She's so good, huh?
Burberry, he says, we are waiting for you to come home.
Burberry. He's so faithful.
Sure, all of them. And Danny says we can't forget him. You know, he came home today and didn't know a thing about all of this.
Oh, poor Danny.
Oh, Danny's all right, Mary.
I remember now. Danny sold some spring water.
Sure. You remember good, Toots.
Did we get it turned in time?
No, Toots. Everything's all right.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Sure you are, Mary. Maybe you better sleep.
Yes, please. I've been sleeping so long.
Oh, gosh, Toots. Listen, can I do something?
I remember now. I was a little girl and wore long curls. I have a little girl, Susan. She'll grow up someday. Oh, Max, you'll take care of her and Jimmy.
Oh, sure. Say, listen, we'll both take care of Susan and Jimmy. I told them a bedtime story last night about the twins whose mother went away and the big bad wolf come. Or was it the seven dwarfs? They married. They're asking for you.
Yes. I'm so tired. Max, I don't think I'm going to get up ever.
Oh, no. Oh, Mary, no, listen. You mustn't say it.
Max, darling, give me both your hands. Put them close so I can hold them. They're so warm. I need them to warm my hands. My hands are so cold.
Mary, I better call in the doctor. Maybe you need him.
No, that's all right. I don't need him. Max, I know how bad I am. I'm not fooling myself.
Yeah, but he says you're going to be all right.
Oh, Max. I know I'm going to die.
Mary, listen. Don't say that. Don't say
it. I can't. Not the little boy. I want you to know. But
I can't, Mary.
I don't want to die until you know.
I won't let you die, Mary. I won't.
Oh, how beautiful it would have been. The years and you and the baby. Life is beautiful, isn't it?
Mary, don't. Oh, God. Teach me to pray. I don't know.
Oh, my little boy. You'll always take care of the twins. If...
Mary, they're you. I'll never give up anything that's you. I won't give up you, even. I'll ask God. I'll do anything.
Max, that's the way you'd always do. Phyllis, I want to talk to Phyllis. She'll help you with the twins.
Mary, I'll stay right here. I won't leave you. I'll hold your spirit right here. I won't let you go.
Max, kiss me that. On the front. Your lips will be warm.
My darling, was it warm?
So warm. I'm so tired. So warm.
I'll stand here forever. You can't go. You can't.
Come back. You must go now. She needs sleep and rest. Lots of sleep and rest. You mustn't talk to her any longer.
Oh, Mike.
Take that whole village. Get him to bed and give him lots of rest. I think the crisis has been reached for Mary.
Indeed, that is a crisis in our story. And we wonder what is going to happen to Mary. Whether she fell into the sleep from which no one ever wakens, or whether that was the refreshing sleep needed by a weary soul after a great struggle with life and death. It's one of the most pathetic scenes we've ever experienced in the life of Mary Southern. And our hearts go out to Max and those who love him. Don't fail to hear the next episode in the life of Mary Southern. Brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.